July 24, 1930, How the Divine Will is in Continuous Attitude in the Divine Being. Prodigy of Womb It Operates in the Creature. Enjoyment of God. My poor heart finds itself between two insurmountable powers, the divine fiat and the pain of the privation of my sweet Jesus, both of them powerful over my poor heart, such that, while I feel all the bitterness of being without the one who formed all the happiness of my poor existence, and now, since I don't have him, it has converted for me into intense bitterness, the divine volition, subduing me, absorbs me into its divine will so as to transmute it, one, into itself. Now, while I was under tremendous oppressions, my sweet Jesus, giving me a surprise, told me, My daughter, courage. Do not fear, I am here with you. And the sign is that you feel in you the life of my fiat. I am inseparable from it. Now, you must know that our will is in continuous attitude in our divine being. Its motion never ceases, its works are always innate, therefore it is always operating. But the marvelous surprises that occur when the creature enters into our will are enchanting and prodigious. As she enters, our volition encloses itself in the creature, and while it encloses itself to the point of filling her completely, since she cannot embrace it all or enclose it completely within herself, it overflows outside of her in such a way as to fill heaven and earth, in a way that it can be seen that the littleness of the creature encloses the divine will, which maintains in her its incessant motion and its works operating. There's nothing holier, greater, more beautiful, more prodigious, than the operating of my volition in the littleness of the creature. While it operates, since she can neither enclose it nor embrace it all, because she is finite and therefore does not have the capacity to enclose the immense and the infinite, yet she takes as much as she can to the point of overflowing outside. And as it overflows, one can see the creature under a rain of light and of varied and rare beauties, inside and out, such that our divine being takes so much delight in it, that we feel ourselves being enraptured, because we see the human littleness, by virtue of our fiat that fills it, transmuted into the beauties of our divine qualities, which have such strength as to enrapture us and make us enjoy in the creature our pure joys and our unspeakable happinesses. Now, you must know that every time the creature calls my will is life operating in her, and she plunges into it to remain immersed in it, our enjoyment is so great, that our whole being concurs, and we place in it such value, for as much value as our divine being contains. More so, since our divine fiat has its first act of life in the act of the creature, she has been but the concurrent. Therefore, as our act, we place in it all the weight of our divine life. See, then, what it means to do an act in our will, what it means to multiply them, and the great loss for one who does not operate in it. Fiat.